Do you know of any black sheep? Any notorious characters or horse thieves on either side of the family?
Oh, let's see. Think a minute. Well, I never did know enough about Papa's brothers and sisters. Some of them went away and never came back. All kinds of things. I don't know why. One was out in Louisiana, was killed. I think he was an engineer, a train engineer, was killed. I didn't hear of anything disgraceful about them, but I did hear of one of Papa's brothers, who was the father of some of those people there today, who drank very badly, but he reformed in his old age. And I know that one of my mother's brothers drank for a while, and that caused a little trouble, and he stopped also when he had heart trouble and had to. They haven't been perfect, and I know it, but I don't know of anything else to tell about them.
All right. Here's an odd question. Are there any stories about royalty in the family's history?
Not the least that I've ever heard of.
You mean we're not descended from the late Dauphin?
I would not expect it. Gladys said she went to France and England and so forth. She learned that Corbett was originally Corbet, C-O-R-B-E-T, which is French word for crow, and that the Corbets came from France with William the Conqueror, and that's about as near royalty as I'd ever heard, that they came to England from France. How she got that, I don't know. I have no document, nothing to document that.
Well, are there any stories about famous or infamous relatives on either side of the family? For example, a distant cousin who might have done something especially important.
At the present time, I can't remember any illustrious people.
Was there anyone you ever heard of in the family with unusual psychic abilities or special powers, such as a gift for healing or some fortune-telling second sight or ESP?
No.
All right, let's talk about your parents. Take some time now and tell us something about them.
Well, from what I was told, my father was a son among 10 children of his parents, and he was a very bright boy, wanted an education, didn't have much chance for it down there. He went, worked sweeping up classrooms or whatever they had in Abbeville, Georgia, in a little business college run by a Professor Little, who he revered. And a number of other young boys from that area went. Girls didn't have any chance to go. And he took a business course there, bookkeeping or whatever they had in those days, which was a very scant education. When he came back, he began teaching out there in the country, and he taught at Bradwell School, I believe, or one of the, whatever the school my mother attended as a young girl, and he taught her in about seventh grade, and that's how they became acquainted. I'd forgotten that when I was talking a while ago about proximity. He was 9 years older than she, and they were married in 1902. She was born 1885. Let's see, she would have been 17, wouldn't I thought she was 18. I'll have to refigure that. But anyway, that was as high as my mother's education went, I think, was right there at that little school. And he had left that and was teaching, I mean living in Pearson. And I don't know just when it happened, but he and Mr. Henry Langford went into business together. And they put up a dry goods store, a sort of an all a general store, called White and Langford. That was their start as merchants. Later, each one of them put up his own store. And they both kept their stores many years after that. In the meantime, Papa had married Mama, and Mr. Langford married also. But he had married Mama not long.